This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Our topic today is the humility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And humility is a beautiful characteristic. It's one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands in the Quran. Allah says, "Wakhfid janahak," and lower your wings for the believers. Lower your wings. Be humble to the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers specifically to show humility to their parents, but to show believers to show humility to all of the believers. They are أَذِلَّةً, that they are humble to the believers, and they are severe and strong in the face of the disbelievers, that dignity that Islam provides. And so when you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, you find him to be the most humble person to have ever lived. And how could he not be when he's the greatest person who ever lived? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ana sayyidu waladi Adam yawm al-qiyamati wa la fakhr." He says, "I am the master of the children of Adam on the day of judgment, and I'm not saying this out of pride." He's like, "I'm not telling you this out of pride, but I'm just telling you that on the day of judgment, I'm the best." Adam wa man dunahu tahta liwa'i yawm al-qiyamah. He says that Adam and everyone else is under my banner on the day of judgment. Everybody else is going to follow me. Nobody's going to be able to start the day of judgment without the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking Allah to start the day of judgment. So that's him being the master of the children of Adam on the day of judgment. And so with him having that status, the incredible humility that you see him displaying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the creation, to Allah and to his servants. It is normal to be humble to those who are greater than you. It is normal to be humble to those who are more accomplished than you. It is normal to be humble in the presence of people who are more wealthy than you, more successful than you, more educated than you, more powerful than you. It's normal to be humble to them. It's very easy when you're sitting there in front of like the most distinguished professor in the world that you sit there and you humble yourself when you know you're in that realm, but you're nowhere close. It's normal to be humble. But can you be humble in the presence of those who have less than you? Are you humble in the presence of those who are less educated than you, less wealthy than you, less powerful than you, less resources than you, less social status than you? That's the true mark of humility. And so you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being humble to everybody, even though everybody is less than him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so we're going to go over a couple of examples. In that. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in a beautiful hadith, he says, "Inna Allah awha ilayya an tawadau." He says, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to me to humble yourselves until nobody sees themselves as above another and no one boasts over another." That you don't see yourself as being above people. And so humility is that you don't look down upon people. It's the opposite of kibir. It's the opposite of this word that is generally, a lot of times it's translated as pride, but it's not really pride. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, in the hadith that's reported by Muslim, he says, "Whoever has an Adam's weight of kibir will not enter into paradise." Kibir is generally translated as pride, but that's really confusing. Like, what if I'm proud of myself, I'm proud of my accomplishments, is that going to expel me from entering paradise? And so a man said, "Ya Rasulullah, but a man likes to look good. A man likes nice clothes and nice shoes. Like, is that me being proud?" And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allaha jameelun yuhibbul jamal." He said, Allah is beautiful and he loves beauty. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about you dressing nice. But he then defined what kibir is. And that definition is very important. It's one that you should know. He said, does anybody know what it is? Al-kibru, he says, yes? Batru al-haqqi wa ghamtu al-nas. Very good. He said that it is to reject the truth. It is to reject the truth and to belittle people, to look down upon people. That's what kibir is. So kibir is that I reject the truth. I'm rejecting this truth because it is coming to me from somebody who has a high school degree, they have a high school diploma, and I have a PhD. I'm not listening to this person. I'm rejecting the truth because it's coming to me from a man, and hashtag men are trash, I'm not listening to this person. I'm rejecting the truth because it's coming to me from a woman, and whatever is trending about women, I'm not listening to a female, right? You gotta use the word female. I'm not listening to a female. Or you say, I'm ageist, and it's coming to me from somebody who was born before the year 2000 and they're really old, and so I'm not listening to them. Or it's coming to me from somebody young, and so I'm not listening to them, right? I'm rejecting the truth, and I'm looking down upon people. And you do not look down upon a person unless you see yourself to be in a place of elevation. For me to look down on somebody, I have to see myself as being elevated. And so the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever has an Adam's weight of that will not enter paradise. So that indicates to us that it's a major sin. I mean, it's a very, very dangerous major sin because it is so corruptive, it is so toxic, that if I have an Adam's weight of it, that's enough to expel me from paradise. So it's something that I have to study, it's something that I have to be concerned about, it's something that I have to work on, it's something that I have to self-diagnose all of the time. I have to check it this year and next year and this month and that month and see if it's grown or not. Do I have any kibr? Because it is something that is very, very dangerous and very harmful. The opposite of that is humility. Yes, Usher?
So can we say that backbiting comes from arrogance?
Backbiting may not necessarily come from arrogance, no. It can come from arrogance, but not necessarily. A person may not necessarily backbite because of arrogance, but they could backbite because everybody else is backbiting and I want to get in. Like, people can have different motivations for the purpose of backbiting. But it can come from arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Allah says in Surah Al-Hujurat that we studied in the summer, O you who believe, let not one of you mock another group, perhaps they're better than you. Right? So instead of you thinking that you're better than them, perhaps they're better than you. Okay, so how do we define what humility is? Imam al-Harawi has a three-level definition, and I want to go over it with you. He says, number one, the first level is humility in front of the religion, that you be humble in the face of the deen. How are you in humble in the face of the deen? It means that, number one, you don't oppose a transmitted evidence with a rational one. A transmitted evidence, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, but you're like, but that doesn't make sense. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam authentically said this, it's in Bukhari, it's in Muslim, it's authentic hadith. Yeah, but that doesn't make sense to me. I don't believe that. Okay? No, I humble myself. The first thing that I deserve to humble myself to is the deen itself. That which is revelation. That I humble myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I humble myself to the words of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second level, he says, is that you humble yourself to the believers. And he says a very beautiful statement. He says, accept as your brothers and sisters those whom Allah accepted as His Muslim servants. I'll say it again, because it's really beautiful. He says, accept as your Muslim brothers and sisters those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted as His servants. These Muslims that I complain about so much, these Muslims that sometimes were like, this ummah is this, and this ummah is that, and this is that, and I don't want to deal with Muslims. Oh my God, I'm so... He says, accept those people whom Allah accepted as their servants. You know, there's this lesson I learned one time that Allah accepted as His servants. This lesson I learned one time from a high school kid. He was, as far as high school social structures go, I felt like he would probably be like top tier. He was tall, mashallah, very strong personality. I don't know if he was handsome or not, but we could say he was handsome. But he was like definitely a person who any crew I could imagine in high school would be very happy to have. And he would come to the masjid all of the time. And I remember he would hang out with kids who were, as far as my imagined high school social structures, those kids would be the complete opposite. They were the complete opposite. He had a very strong, outgoing personality. They were very, very quiet, very shy, very awkward, very... And I remember one time I was like, so I have a question for you. Like, what's going on with you and these guys? He's with them all the time. And so he said to me, he said, The fact that a person makes sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more beloved to me than anybody else. The fact that I don't care who considers them to be cool in my school, I don't care where they fall on the fact that a person makes sujood to Allah, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them. If Allah chose them, I won't choose them. Of course I'm going to choose them, if Allah chose them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he says, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَكِ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَ بِهَا أَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُمْ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَقْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, lower your wings to the believers. And Allah says, do not extend your vision to what we've given to other people. You know, other people, they might have social structure, they might have a lot of fame, they might have wealth, they might have a lot of social cachet, they might have these things. But Allah says, don't look at that. He says, lower your wings to the believers. Humble yourself to the believers. Don't humble yourself to the celebrities. Humble yourself to the believers. Don't humble yourself to the business tycoons. Humble yourself to the believers. And a similar verse is in Surah Al-Kahf, the one that we read. Allah says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Allah says, and endure the company of those who believe. Endure their company. Yeah, sometimes Muslims are awkward. Yes, endure their company. Sometimes they're mean and sometimes there's... Yes, endure their company. You know, when you enter into the masjid, there's a crate... There's not... Let me respectfully come back. When you enter into the masjid, there's a big dua that you make. You say, أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجهه الكريم وسلطانه القديم من الشيطان الرجيم. You say, when you enter into the masjid, you say, I seek refuge in Allah the Great and in His eternal kingdom and in His perfect face from shaitan. This is not the dua that you make when you're entering into the marketplace. This is not the dua that you make when you're entering into... This is the dua you make when you're entering into the masjid. You're like, oh Allah, please protect me from shaitan. And you're walking into the masjid. So why is it that you make this dua with all of these attributes of Allah when you're entering into the masjid? Because the masjid is where shaitan waits for people. Shaitan does not wait for people in the marketplace. Shaitan does not wait for people outside of nightclubs. Shaitan does not, khalas, if you're going there, you're going there, khalas. But shaitan waits for people here. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ شَيْطَانَ قَدْ يَئِسَ. Shaitan has given up hope, أَيَّعْبُدَهُ الْمُصَلُّونَ. That the people who pray, worship him. He's given up hope. They're not going to worship him. The people who come to the masjid, pray salah. وَلَكِنْ فِي التَّحْرِيشِ بَيْنَهُمْ. But you know what shaitan does do? What he has still is to incite between them. That little masjid drama, that's shaitan. That's all he can do. And that's why there's a lot of masjid drama. The reason why there's a lot of masjid drama is because shaitan comes to the masajid to attack the people who pray. He wants to do that. In any case, I don't know how we got here, but he said the second level is that you humble yourself to those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted as His Muslim servants. And then he says number two is that you do not deny their right. So that's also part of the second level. And number three, you never deny your enemy their right. So if a person is my enemy, I still give them the right. That's part of humility. It's easy to be just with your friends, but can I be just even with my enemies? That's the level of humility. That's that second level. And then the third, he says, never accept, and that you accept excuses rather for those who seek to be excused. Someone comes to you with an excuse, you're cool with it. You're easygoing. You show that humility. And then the third level, he says, is to show humbleness before al-haq, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so number one, how do you show? So the first level is showing humility to the deen itself. Number two, the second level is showing humility to the creation. And the third is to show humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. How do you show humility to Allah? That you subdue your opinions and customs while you're in His service. I subdue all of my opinions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His command. And number two, the thought of entitlement to His company. What that means is that I don't feel like I have any rights over Allah. I've worshipped Allah my entire life and I don't feel like I deserve anything in return. I don't feel like I've done Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any favors by these prayers that I prayed and these Ramadans that I fasted and these charities that I've given. I don't feel like I have done anything for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves. And number three, he says, beholding your image while witnessing him. So that person shows humility to themselves and they see themselves as not being worth worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, so these are some levels of humility that Al-Harawi mentions. Any questions on this? Any questions on what we've just covered? Yes?
What did you say the third point for how we define humility was?
Show humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Showing humility in front of Allah himself. Is Isha in 5 minutes? It's in 4 minutes. So let's do this. We need to call the Adhan still, so we'll break inshallah ta'ala and we'll come continue after